And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
One of the six proposed constitutional amendments on the November ballot is a proposal that purports to establish a state constitutional right to hunt and fish. While some have dismissed the proposal as a largely harmless effort to turn out rural conservative voters to the polls, a closer look reveals real and serious potential problems. It turns out that when one reads the amendment fine print, it says state lawmakers can no longer pass any laws regulating hunting and fishing unless they are for the purpose of promoting wildlife conservation and management and preserving the right to hunt and fish. In other words, laws or rules that are enacted in order to protect human life or well-being, like, say, a ban on hunting with machine guns or silencers or burning forests to flush out game or even hunting in a state park, would at least arguably be unconstitutional. The bottom line, as with the other five, the Hunting and Fishing Amendment is a flawed proposal that needs a lot more review before becoming part of the Constitution. Voters would do well to vote no and send lawmakers back to the drawing board. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.